Maybe the life that you've always wanted is buried underneath everything that you own.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Maybe the life you've always wanted to live is buried underneath everything that you own. I read that quote recently and, gee, it resonated with me. I think about how often myself in my own personal life over the years have been out chasing things and how I feel amazing when I have that thing, the new car. That's a classic one. I remember I bought a black Jeep. It was one of the best cars that I've owned. I'm not going to lie. I loved it. And when I got it, I just felt this certain thing and I felt that thing for years. Like I really enjoyed that car. But eventually things fade and you look for the next thing, and I bought the old army rig and I've just recently purchased an army truck for running our youth development camps and some tag along tours type stuff. And I get excited when I'm getting these things and I can see the benefit of having them, etc. But then also you put yourself behind financially, potentially, and I've definitely done that before. I can go back some years where I bought a Mercedes. Now, I was still in the military, so I wasn't really earning big dollars. It was a second, perhaps third hand Mercedes. But I felt like I was fitting into the crowd I was running with at the time. And these were people that were good, successful business people, people with millions of dollars, could absolutely afford these things. I was not. However, I felt like I was a part of that sort of group of people by owning that car. It's just a badge. It's just a symbol. Was it a nice car? Of course it was. But what did it actually mean? It meant that I put myself behind. Maybe the life that I wanted back then was buried underneath the things that I owned. Having the latest thing, the new car, the new couch, the new house, you know, the latest TV. When does it end? Now, I still like to purchase things, obviously, having just picked up another army truck, but I don't purchase much just for myself or just for the sake of it. And I can say that honestly, hand on heart, people that know me may not believe that, but if you come to my house, and not many people really come to my place because I'm fairly private outside of what I do publicly. But if you were to come there, I live quite Spartan. I don't have anything amazing. Half of my furniture seems to mismatch each other and I don't see the reason to get rid of it just because it mismatches or it's a bit older. And I often think, would I like to own some nicer things, some newer things? Yeah, but I can just never quite commit myself to spending that money that I don't really view as necessary spending. And that in and of itself allows me to live a life that I'm happy with. Possibly I spend too much still, don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting I don't, but I'm sure there are people a lot worse than me, and I know a lot of people I run into are spending money in the hope that that's going to get them to whatever the next thing is, but ultimately looking for happiness and fulfillment. So I just wonder if that's you. Now, over the weekend, I just released the new 28-day challenge. And it's a 28-day program that's going to help people to build some habits, but do it in a short, sharp time frame. Of course, I've got the 12-week Design Your Life program, but this is 28 days. This is let's go hard or go home. This is the original version of this is us doing this together. But I'll tell you this, whilst I'm putting a lot of content into this and structuring the way we do things for 28 days, the program is still largely about simplifying. Again, sticking to that quote of the life you've always wanted to live being buried underneath everything you own, it could also be buried underneath all the information that you're consuming, just adding things in all the time, trying to make your life better. But what if, and I'm just challenging our thoughts here, what if we simplified a little bit? So when I ask you to put a lot of things in on these programs, if you read between the lines and sometimes more directly, I'm also asking you to get rid of some stuff. Look at what works and what doesn't work. If it doesn't work, why do I keep doing it? Or if it's not helping me in any way, shape or form, if it doesn't make me feel happy or fulfilled, why do I keep doing it? And these are the challenges that we have. If we can simplify rather than just keep adding things in, I think it's going to make life a little bit easier. Now, if you're interested in that 28-day program, you can jump onto the link in the show notes, any of the links for the last few episodes, which also go to the 12-week program, the Design Your Life program. But you can just go over to the buildingbetterhumansproject.com and look for the online courses portal, and it'll give you access to those courses. Now, this first version of the 28 days kicks off together on the 22nd of November, but I'll also make it an evergreen course that people can pop in and sign up to anytime. You just won't do it in real time after the 22nd of November. But there's some pre-course pre-learning, so don't wait until the 22nd. Get onto it. That starts releasing in 4 days' time on the 18th. So you may as well get in and get that work started. It's going to make a massive difference to where you are this year and then next year as well. Obviously, with this year coming to an end, we want to get a bit of a run-up. Anyway, that's it from me. Just a quick thought. Maybe the life you've always wanted to live is buried underneath everything that you own. Does that resonate with you? Maybe it's time to simplify.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.